Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Clint Sterner, Wade Smith, Jeremy Branham. We are indeed at the Bear Bryant Awards, being joined now by one of the 10 finalists, Ken Niumatalolo from the Naval Academy. Thanks for joining us, Coach. These names, you're one of the 10. What does it mean to be here tonight, one of the finalists for the Bear Bryant Award?
Humbling, you know, just as you look at the other guys that are here and see all that they've accomplished, you know, I mean, just very, very humbling and just grateful to be here.
Doing it at the Naval Academy, a service academy, what's it like to coach those guys? It's a little different than the rest of college football.
You know, every school has great young men, and I'm biased. You know, I feel like I got the best guys in the country. But I just think of these guys. I mean, if you don't serve your country and don't go to the military, it doesn't make you a bad person. I wouldn't have went to the military academy or any of the service academies. But I have great respect for them. And you know, I got great respect that you would go and serve our country and, you know, protect our freedoms. I just have great respect for people that do that. Like I said, if you don't serve in the military, it doesn't make you a bad person. But these young people that go, young men and young women, tremendous amount of respect for them.
Coach, talk a little bit about it's a different battle. That's probably not a good term when we're talking to you, but it's a little different battle coaching in the environment that you coach in, from the schedule to all the different responsibilities for you and your players. Talk a little bit about that. What's different and how you attack it.
I think that's probably the biggest thing. Just your other requirements in the day. You have your military requirements that you have to do. You're going to school. You're going to class. If we play Notre Dame on a Saturday and you got a paper due on Thursday, you're turning your paper in. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. And so, I think just being able to get guys to manage their times, getting our coaches to make sure that our time is allocated right, because we don't have them all the time. You know, I've been at other places where players hang around the football building all day. You know, they'll come there, even between classes, they'll hang out there and watch film on their own. We only see these guys during meetings and practice, and after that, they're out, you know, doing their other requirements.
Ken Niumatalolo is joining us at the Bear Bryant Awards. Coach, I'm a University of Houston guy. I see your triple option way too much, way more than I would like to see it. What makes that offense so difficult to defend?
Well, I think now it's been beneficial to us because not everybody runs it.
Yeah.
And so it's not that defensive coordinators don't know how to, you know, play it, don't see it. I mean, don't know how to have a scheme for it. Just your players don't see it. And I think that's very beneficial for us because, you know, 11 weeks you're playing against the spread, and the one week you're playing against us. So it's just different there. So I think just because of the players not seeing it week in and week out, it definitely helps us. But it's a sound offense. It's based off numbers, you know what I mean? So that's never going to change. We're always going to run to less people. You're always going to run to angles and better blocking sides. And so because of it's a sound system, it's not a gimmick, it's been very, very effective for us. And, you know, we love using it.
So in high school, I ran up and was part of an offense that was the veer, triple option, midline option, all of that type of stuff. And so a huge key to being a success in that type of offense was being disciplined. So talk to me a little bit about the discipline of having guys that are in the Naval Academy, being in the Service Academy. How does that help you translate to running that type of offense in college football?
Great question. Because, you know, Coach Belichick always says that, and we steal that from him. A lot of coaches use that. Do your job. But that's easier said than done because everybody wants the ball, and why do I have to take this gap? The ball's over there. You know, stay in your gap on defense or on offense. You know, why did I have to do that? And having disciplined guys that buy into doing their job, it gives us an opportunity to maybe beat some guys that are more talented than we are, faster, bigger, and stronger. But when you got 11 guys on the field pulling the same way and you're like this, it just gives you an opportunity to compete. And I say this all the time, but football is the ultimate team sport. But everybody's job description is different, the center from the guard to the cornerback to the snapper. And if guys are doing their own deal, it's hard to compete. You know, in basketball, you can have one guy that's a superstar and four guys that stand in the corner and he can, you know, will you to win. But in football, everybody's got to do their job. And having disciplined guys like we have at the academy, sometimes helps us maybe beat a team that's more gifted than we are.
Coach just described the Rockets' offense. One guy doing it all, four guys in the quarter.
You took away. That's exactly. I wasn't going to say it, but I was thinking, like, you just described James Harden and company.
Pretty good offense, man.
Yeah, they're doing pretty good. If you're going to do it that well. Hey, Coach, I remember, again, calling one of your games. I told you before we came on, and stop me if I'm giving away a secret, but you alluded to, we always talk about the disadvantages of not getting the same amount of time with your players that other schools, I don't know if the disadvantage is part of what you do on a daily basis, but there's also, I remember there being a side to that, to where don't you guys have extra numbers as far as have been able to have full scout teams and guys that are there to literally service your starting unit that other universities don't have?
Yeah, so the great thing coming to the Naval Academy, if you're there, you're on, everybody's on scholarship. You know what I mean? If you're in the band or you come to sing in the choir, you know, just everybody's a, you come here, you got to be academically qualified. But everybody's at the Naval Academy, you're on full scholarship. And so we have more numbers than other people. And it definitely helps us from a scouting standpoint. You're able to have full scout teams. But obviously when those numbers increase, I mean, we don't have the same type of people that, sure, other schools might, sure, have. But having the numbers is definitely an advantage.
I just remember asking Coach, I said, Coach, how do you, like, obviously people have struggled, they have to prepare for you, and what you do is a little bit different on offense, but what about you and how you prepare for all these spreads and all these? He said, well, it's a struggle, but we've got a bunch of dudes, so I don't have to take my starting quarterback and get him to go over here and run the spread. I've got plenty of guys that can scout team. I thought it was a unique take that I had no idea that was the case. That was pretty cool. Well, what about the – I got a chance to go to the Army-Navy game this year, man. It was a bucket list. And I think everybody that I've talked to here, these guys, Jeremy, he went with me and we both went. And bucket list, man, item. How cool is it to be a part of that tradition, knowing that for the majority of people in our country, that's a bucket list event?
And like I said, just very humbled to be a part of that game, just knowing the people that are playing, just the pageantry of it, just all the things that happen. You know, I think of a lot of funny things over the course of the year. I remember back, you know, meeting President Obama. Remember President Bush, when he was there, he was walking through our 7-on-7. You know what I mean? And, like, I mean, and you're kind of looking at him, but, you know, how do you tell the president, hey, watch how you can get run over? Like, you just, you know, you're kind of, it was kind of a funny deal, but I know he's looking at the D.C., and we're kind of looking like, the president's in the middle of our schedule. Well, don't run a route, brother. Just stand still, but... But, it, you know, there's not too many games like that where the president's on the field, the flyovers, just the different things. But I think it just symbolizes our country because everybody knows somebody that's been in the Army or the Navy or the Marine Corps throughout the country. And I think that's why there's so many people that it affects, because it's America's game.
Ken Niumatalolo is joining us, won 11 games this season, finished ranked number 20 in the nation, one of 10 finalists for the Bear Bryant Awards. Coach, I wanted to ask you about the new rule put in place that now if you're playing football at Navy or Army and you want to go to the NFL, you can put your service time on hold a bit to play professionally. What do you think about that new rule, and how does that affect you in recruiting and going out to get some players?
I think it's great. I think it's awesome to give people opportunities to do different things. Because, Jeremy, it's not going to change. It's not like we're going to be, you know, Alabama or something, we're going to have 20, you know, first-rounders coming out. It's still going to be the same. Every now and then we get guys that are good enough to play on that level. And if they're able to do that, I think it's awesome for them because they're still going to serve. You know, it's just their service time is delayed. I think it's a win-win for everybody because, like I said, we're still going to recruit the same type of kids are coming. But every now and then we get some guys that can play at that level. And if they are, I think that's great. And for our country, I think it's still great because they're still serving.
Being joined by Ken Niumatalolo. Coach, I wanted to ask you about the playoff. I've been asking a lot of folks today about the college football playoff. There's been much debate, 4 teams, 8 teams, what it should it be? Should it, you split the difference and go with 6? Being in the American Conference, your point of view might be a little bit different than some of the other conferences that are out there. What's the perfect world? What's the right answer?
I mean, this is a discussion that a lot of us have, and I don't think anybody knows. We definitely want to be a part of it. I feel like our conference this year, having 4 teams, you know, in the top 25, just kind of shows you the caliber of our conference. You know, only the SEC and the Big Ten had more than we did. But we recognize kind of where we're at. You know, I heard somebody say this, and it's probably, I don't know if there's a perfect way, but having 8 where you got the 5 division winners, you know, the conference champion, they're represented. And in three spots, maybe two at large. And the other spot being the group of five, you know, the top group of five. And I think that would serve well. I don't know if everybody's for that, but that's, of all the models that I've heard, I thought that was the closest one that sounds equitable, that it could be able to appease, you know, pretty much everybody.
I'm in on that deal, Coach. I'm in on that one right there, no doubt about it.
I'm surprised I hear him say that, because he's the only guy that's at this table that played at a Power Five school. Of course, I mean, Jeremy's a Houston Cougar. I'm a University of Memphis guy. Of course, you're Navy. I'm surprised he would say that. I think we've influenced him positively time, man.
Look, I'm all for it, man. If it's better for the player, I'm in. Coach, we're obviously at the 2020 Bear Bryant Awards. And we alluded to it a little earlier when you first sat down about being here. But I'm interested in, selfishly, I'm interested in, Hey, Coach Franklin, we're trying to work here, man. We're trying to work, brother.
We got you up next, baby.
Hey, he's all-time greats, man. What's up, James?
Hey, what about, Hawaii, from Hawaii, played at Hawaii, obviously the head coach at Navy. How long have you been at Navy now?
Altogether, 22.
Altogether, 22.
Yeah.
Your offensive coordinator, I believe. How long has he been there?
He's been there 19 years with him.
What is coming up, man, from Hawaii playing ball to where you are now? What guys have influenced your career, coaches, players, have influenced your career the most?
It's a great question again, and it's the reason we're here. You think of somebody like Paul Bear Bryant that influenced so many players in the game. I think all of us will talk about our coaches, our dad, but also our coaches. For me, it's in coaching this game. My high school coach, John Velasco, he was a black belt Kenpo karate guy, and he always wore these shades that you couldn't see his eyes, and you're petrified of him. But he instilled discipline and doing things right and toughness. We always did things a certain way. We had our socks a certain way. We tucked in our shirts, and I didn't understand it back then. Why are we tucking our shirts? You know, just things are like, this is, doesn't have anything to do with winning the game. But it came back to your question, just with discipline, doing things the right way, and everybody's going one way. Dick Tomey, my coach in college, same thing. He was a person of toughness, discipline, playing hard. But he was the one coach, too, that showed that he genuinely cared for the players. And the things that I think about from him, just loving your players. Paul Johnson, who I learned this offense from, one of the great, all-time coaches that's ever coached this game. Those are the guys that have had a great impact on me. Bob Wagner also got me started in this profession. You learn from everybody. None of us have all the answers. You learn from your mentors, guys that have had a great influence on you. But all of those guys have been great. But probably my high school coach, just the discipline, the toughness, doing things the right way. As I reflect back on it, like I said, I thought at that time, like, it's crazy. I'm doing some of the same things now. Hey, get your socks there. Make your shirt in. Coach, why are we doing that?
Hey, Coach, there's one position in college football that I have the utmost respect for, and that's the quarterback at Navy, because the quarterback at Navy is not going to throw for 4,000 yards. He's going to be one of the toughest guys on the team because he's running the triple option. He's running midline veer. If there was one quality that you had to put out there that is absolutely necessary to be the starting quarterback at the Naval Academy, what would that quality be?
You just said it, toughness. I mean, just toughness. Just a lot of our games are close games. I was looking at some, our SID was telling us that close to 50% of our games have been one possession games. I mean, so you got to be a mentally tough guy, and you got to be a guy at the end of the game when you're going in there that everybody looks to you and he sees confidence. And if you're a guy that's mentally not tough, physically not tough, it's hard to lead people. But that's a great question. To be, I think in any offense, but especially in our offense, is mental toughness. I think about Tom Brady.
Yeah.
You look at that dude, man. I mean, just like his eyes look like he wants to kill you. I mean, he's a competitor.
Yeah.
You see him on the field. You see any great quarterback. I mean, they're all tough. They're tough dudes, man.
Ken Niumatalolo stopping by, a finalist for the Bear Bryant Award. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You got it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.